Hi, good morning to all as we broadcast from Borgata. By the way, you know, we were at Eagles camp yesterday. We're going to be there a bunch more in the coming weeks. So we look forward to bringing you a lot of different shows and, of course, interviews from Eagles training camp in the weeks up ahead. We also look forward to the Olympics. We'll get to our Olympic poll, which is, I got to tell you, I know the poll result, and I'll just say I'm fascinated by it. We'll get to that in a moment. Phone calls on all the topics, and I can't believe some of the big haymaker answers that have not yet been said for other than Jesse Owens and the 80 Olympic hockey team.
I'm about to like Joe DeCamera and start saying some. I mean, it's crazy to me.
James, there are about 10 monster answers available.
Answers that I came in saying, if that gets said, I think I could vote for it.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So, floor is yours.
Does fashion have to do with one of your answers?
Well, FloJo wouldn't be a winner, but it'd be a good one. Yeah. FloJo's a really good one. She wouldn't be top five, but she'd be, for our lifetime, she'd be
that
like
was a big deal.
Top 15.
She yeah. was that, that
oh,
was,
I love FloJo,
no
man.
One had ever seen anything
love
like that.
Love FloJo.
Holy cow. She's got one leg of tight and one leg not tight.
It was
and
awesome.
One arm of tight and one arm not tight.
And she'd back it
crazy.
Up and back it up
oh,
as a runner.
And she was the fastest woman in the world.
Yeah, it was great.
She was so stylish and so talented.
And
the whole package.
A
were you
very Florence
FloJo.
FloJo.
Florence,
wait. You don't know FloJo?
No.
Florence Griffith Joyner. Wait, I'm getting confused here. Hold on.
What?
Wait. There's Jackie Joyner Kersee and Florence. Yeah, it was Florence Griffith Joyner. See, Devin, this is right in that spot where you're just a smidge too young.
What
it
year?
Was this was probably 88.
Oh yeah. No. I wasn't alive yet, so I don't
know. No, that's
think
acceptable
that.
Enough. She was the
oh
fastest
gosh.
Woman and she had a style. And
oh,
it was
God.
Awesome.
But be
and she
that.
Tragically died very young.
Oh really?
Like probably 15 years ago.
Joyner? She related
Florence
to
Griffith Joyner. And yeah. I think she wasn't she cousins with Jackie Joyner Kersee? Wasn't
I don't
someone
remember.
Married to someone's something?
Yes.
Like an in law. They were an in law or something, I think. All right, let's go to Charlie.
She was
now.
Awesome, though.
She was
super
awesome.
Fast, and she would, you know, she just very stylish.
Yeah, I'll
everyone
oh,
looked
yeah.
to her,
totally.
And it was, excitement
and
personified.
Great, and great nickname.
Very much
FloJo.
So.
All yeah. right, Charlie, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Hey, so, you know, I keep hearing talking about how the Phillies are 500 based on, you know, whatever, X amount of games. Man, it's baseball. Like, I can't be being getting nervous about the Phillies in mid-July like this when they've got a 9.5 game.
Sure. Yeah, the Braves keep losing.
And they've had injuries and all that type of stuff. Like, it's just part of the season. I mean, even, you know, I do think there's something wrong with Brandon Marsh, and that does concern me.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I mean, this team is really good. They're having a bunch of guys in a rough spot right now. I'd much rather have it in July than have it in September heading into the playoffs
yeah.
in October. So, you know, let's get it out of the way now.
That's fair.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, and they're sort of learning how to prevent the problems moving forward. I do think they take notes as they go through these swoons. Hey, Charlie, how
oh,
much
absolutely.
Does your son weigh right now?
He's 30 pounds.
Wow!
Yeah.
Wait,
how
old
is
he? He's like three or something?
2.5.
Oh, my God. He is huge.
He's a bruiser.
He's a big boy.
Keep feeding him. What are you feeding him? Poi?
Or don't feed him.
Well.
No.
I mean, which
Don't feed him.
Well, I'm not saying
don't
feed
your kid. I would say
don't take child care advice from Joe.
Well, I'm saying dial it back. I think people know. I wasn't saying starve the kid.
Oh, he's a robust young man. Yeah. That's awesome, Charlie.
All right, Charlie, from the Olympics, a big moment or a big storyline?
I think a huge moment was when Simone Biles dropped out, and really, I think she did.
So I already I'll write it down. I referenced it in a different.
Well, Charlie's
concept.
Saying it for a different reason. He was. Did he already hang up on him?
Yeah.
He was saying because of the light it brought to mental health issues. Was Charlie's.
Gotcha. Point. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Hmm. All right. Let's get to the guided door and window to the weekend. As we look ahead to a weekend, it's got a lot of stuff going on here. And guided door and window, you can take advantage of guided door and window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDED. You can also visit goguided.com. That's GUIDA.com. Well, obviously this weekend we got a Phil's Indian series or the Cleveland series, whatever they're called. So very interesting in that, you know, the Phillies come in having been average lately. The Cleveland team has the second best record in baseball. And the trade deadline is this weekend. I can't imagine.
Or Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
Oh, no, excuse me. My fault.
Coming
I meant to
up
say
is
early
the last
next
weekend
week. Yes,
before
you're,
the
You're
deadline.
Dealing with it this weekend is what I meant to say. Yeah. So there's a lot there in the baseball front. Obviously, football, you know, the Eagles will have some practices and all that. And then the Olympics, which is, you know.
Man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff, Joe.
Are you going to prioritize, John, the opening Ooh. Ceremony today at 1:30?
No.
How about at 7:30 when they re-air it?
I am not prioritizing. Look, last time we had Olympics, I said going in that I was going to prioritize. I ended up not watching.
At all, right?
The way, yeah. And so I'm not going to put undue pressure. It didn't work last time.
Yeah.
I really do want to watch. And I plan to record certain things, you know, like if I can find them, I'll look ahead of time.
It doesn't work. You know the results. You got to watch it live.
No, I want to see certain things. I will plan to record them, and that's sort of the extent
Here's
of
where
what
I'm
my
at.
Watching. And then prime time, of course, yeah. I'll see what's on.
I just really hope that I'm drawn to it in the moment. I want to be. I haven't been for a couple Olympiads, but I want to be.
I know.
Draw me in. Come on.
I know.
All right, let's talk to Rick. He's calling from Easton. Rick, good morning.
Yeah, you know, I just want to say Fangio brings something to the table we usually don't get. He does not sugarcoat anything.
I agree with you. Dude, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Rick, he even talks about how he wants them to practice more, and the head coach doesn't want that.
Well, that's what we heard from Jordan Davis yesterday.
That's
you
right.
You can kind of assume
100%.
You got a battle of the wills at the top of the whole thing when you got old school Fangio saying, hey, I want 10 reps here. You got Nick on the player's side saying, hey, can we make it closer to 6?
And to be fair to Nick, I think a lot of that also comes from Howie and the sports
100% sports science
department, sports science, yeah. But Rick,
so
go ahead, buddy.
If I may, if anybody's going to hold the Georgia Bulldogs' butts to the fire, it's going to be Fangio.
No question.
He knows those guys took plays off in Georgia. They were on the sidelines a lot. He knows that Nakobe Dean was protected by a great defensive line. He knows already what these guys can and cannot do. He'll identify that real quick. So the Phillies, I'll do real quick so I can get to my Olympic moment.
Sure.
I know this is not popular, but we went all in already with our chips on the poker table, paying these players, and we have developed and drafted very well. And our farm system is drafted and developed not just to have great players come up in 3 or 4 years, but also could be great trade bait. And I'm going to tell you right now, if the Phillies do not win the World Series, I'm not saying that Rooker and Miller would guarantee a win, but I'm going to tell you right now, if they don't win the World Series, how is Crawford and Aiden Miller and Painter going to look for you fans when they're still in our farm system and we did not win the World Series?
Yeah, but Rick, here's the problem, Rick. I understand your point, but it's as if you are looking at it from the end result instead of now. The reality is now, when you would make the trade in the next 4 days, you don't know if you would win the World Series without a trade,
you
and you don't know if you would win the World Series with a trade.
No, you don't.
Rick, obviously, I would trade the Phillies' best prospect in the world in the minor leagues right now if I knew it guaranteed them a World Series win. But there's no way to know that.
Question is, if they hoist the trophy up this year in October, and we don't have Crawford, Aiden, and Painter anymore, I don't think anyone's going to be worried about it.
Well,
sure. Well,
not
look,
now, but I'm sure down the road we will. But it'll be worth it. Like that's
so you're saying
the point. It'd be worth it if they
but,
win.
But,
we just
but
don't
Rick,
know.
To be fair, also we don't know that the player they would acquire would make that substantial a difference. That player is the reason they won the World Series.
That's what makes sports interesting.
Well, it's certainly what makes trade deadlines really fascinating.
Yeah,
Rick,
really.
Give me an answer.
Here's my
other than
By
Jesse
the way,
Owens and Miracle, what do you got?
1972 was a very significant Olympics. You know, you had the Israeli thing. You had Dan Gable.
Well, give me one answer.
Here's the moment. When Frank Shorter entered the arena thinking he has this marathon won that we very rarely even medal in, and all of a sudden this imposter is running the lap in front of him, that was huge.
All right, so, you know, Rick, phenomenal phone call right there. And phenomenal phone call. I'll just say that. And there's others from the 72 Olympics, and it sounded like he was about to rattle off 10 things.
I know.
Which is why I had to say don't do that. By the way, let me say something to do. Because I said something related to our show, related to the Eagles. Yesterday, I made the conversion from my hands to Meryl Reese's hands of a bottle of champagne. Okay? So for those that don't know the backstory, so a bunch of us went to Meryl's house yesterday, sort of a kick off the football season kind of get together, people from the station. Wonderful seeing Meryl and his wife Cindy, and they're such gracious hosts. So I went in there with a bottle of champagne. I've been there about five times or so through the years. Two times I took a bottle of champagne. Like two or three other times I was running so late, I did not buy the bottle of champagne. When I have not presented champagne, the Eagles have never made the Super Bowl. The two times I have presented the champagne, they made the Super Bowl both times. James Seltzer, lock it in, okay? I just want to say I've done my part. Jalen Hurts, it's time for you to do.
I was really proud of you. I was, you know.
No. I bought it in the early, actually the late morning. Like,
well,
I
especially because last time you forgot, right? You were going
I think I was running. It's not that
you're running
forgot.
Late. That's
I was running really late.
And look, we all know how that season ended. So.
And last time
good work,
I took,
thank you.
I took her a bottle of wine or something.
That's very nice.
And I thought maybe it would suffice. It did not.
Well, they probably drank it before the Super Bowl because it's a bottle of wine. I mean, and Meryl, when I handed it to him yesterday, he
I
knows.
Didn't provide
do
directions.
Not Meryl. No, I have directions. Like, yeah. I'll ask for money back. Can you drink that early? I want my money back. Like Meryl, this does
them.
Not yeah. get drunk until February, and he's like, and he's good with that. He knows the rules. It's all good. But thank you to Meryl and his wife Cindy. It was a nice, really nice night. Let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us
they
by
are so wonderful.
Yeah, that was a good night.
Really wonderful.
By the way, Meryl gave remarks about him entering the Hall of Fame, and it was touching. It was really, 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 really awesome. You know, we toasted Meryl last night. It was quite an evening. And he goes into the Hall of Fame next week. So he's like, I guess it would be 8 days away or 9 days away from Hall of Fame enshrinement, which is awesome. All right, Twitter poll question. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Whether you want gas or electric, Armin has an Equinox for you. Armin's offering great savings on all Equinoxes. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. So, I have the poll results in front of me to this question. Which of these sports are you most looking forward to watching this Summer Olympics? Basketball, gymnastics, swimming and diving, track and field. Four choices. I will tell you, John, I don't think we have ever had a four-way poll this close.
I'm almost positive we haven't.
It would be almost impossible. Like, it's possible, but almost impossible to get much closer than this. John, you know they're all really close.
Yeah.
Which do you think won the poll?
Gymnastics.
It did not. All right, Devin, which do you think won the poll?
Basketball.
It did not.
Wow.
Track and field, 27%. Wow. Basketball, 26%. Swimming and diving, 25%. Gymnastics, 22%.
Jeez.
What a poll.
You guys don't like gymnastics anymore, huh?
So, no, gymnastics is still
close,
cool.
Though.
I mean, so this year for me, I would say basketball because of Joelle.
Yeah. Well, that's why
I wouldn't, but I would say basketball because of JoJo.
Yeah.
You know what? This is his one chance to, what do they call it? Go win something?
His one chance?
Well,
what about next season?
Well, one chance is the wrong way.
One chance today.
Well, one chance was the wrong phrase. It's the only time he's ever going to do it.
No, but it is cool.
No, not the only time he's ever going to do it.
Only real chance?
Is that what you meant?
Okay, let me put it a different way. If he does it, it'll be the first time.
Will you be proud if he wins?
I mean, what has he ever won? Yeah, I'll be proud. He won MVP, actually.
He did.
He won MVP. Yeah, that was cool.
With a team win.
It's his second best chance to win a title. If he goes and plays in the Olympics.
I'll tell you what, it's his best so far. All right, let's get to it, as we do every day at this time. All right, time's yours, as it is always brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Let's watch as the eagle soars through the sky and cries out, time's yours, Devin.
That's great. That's really good, man. That's well done, sir.
Can we please, once and for all, match up Richie's crying of the retirement gig
I mean, this is really, I can't control it now.
And Mickey dying with Rocky crying.
Mickey, this is Mickey's
crying. Oh, man, that's great.
Oh, that's great.
That's so good.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
I had no idea.
I'd like to hear them next to each other.
Yeah.
Like back and forth.
It's very similar tone or something.
Yeah. Let me put it this way. We'll have some fun with that next week. And the guy that called in earlier that said, I'm rude to John. Dude, we're just joking around, man. All right.
Yeah, relax. All right.
It's all with love. All right. Except I actually hate Richie, but you know, no, I'm just kidding. All right, let's keep it. Well, that was a great call.
Introducing the Hammer Center with state-of-the-art features, including high-powered bidets and improved stadium seating, so you can sleep through whatever event it is. Don't forget the specialty menu items while you're here, such as boiling hot clam chowder. We hope to see you there.
Well, yeah, the clam chowder is about 5 years ago. And I would, again,
right there.
If you don't know what the caller was talking about, I said yesterday, I'm looking for WIP callers and listeners to raise funds for me so that the Wells Fargo Center can now be called the Hammer Center. Now, we know we need to raise a couple million dollars. So,
Just a couple million dollars.
The Hammer Center. Up, yeah. That's how you do.
Hey, I want to congratulate Drew from Westchester for, you know, bringing another little person into the world. I'm just wondering, how many years do we have to wait for Drew's unborn child to kick Joe's ass and beat the Hammer?
Yes!
Wow.
Oh, good call.
Not cool, man. Not cool. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
So did we find an 11th grader to try to whoop you?
So Seltzer's thinking we do it in August. And James, you have a couple people, James, as
possibilities,
right? Yeah,
yeah, I've gotten some emails. I'm working it. We will have a contestant for sure. With just the trade deadline next week and a lot going on, we figure push it back a little.
James, are you
going
to try to have them prove their GPA?
That's an interesting thought, maybe.
You know?
We need you to lose at this. Yeah, we need you. Yeah. The fact you're undefeated in the Are You Smarter thing is such a shame.
Well, it made sense in like 6th and 7th graders, but now we're up to people that should know just about as much as me. But here's the thing about just
almost. Well, no, they should know more than you. Yeah. They're like freshly taught of stuff.
Yeah.
You're not being taught things.
No, and I...
And you would assume that you would
not learning new things anyway.
No,
yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
All right, let's get right to turning two. We're looking for the best answer. And again, this is for the tickets to Imagine Dragons. Other than Jesse Owens in 36 and the Olympic hockey team in 80, what is the next best Olympic moment or storyline of all time? We're turning two. We're moving fast. We've had great answers, but winning answers are still available. Joe, what moment or storyline do you have?
Kerry Shrug from the 92 Olympics.
Absolutely. Wow, you said 92. Dude, you're hurt with your presentation. It was 96.
Yeah, that's tough. But so waiting on Kerry.
Wow, Strong. That just wasted Kerry's.
He probably just blew it by having the wrong year. Joe in Northeast Philly. Joe, give me something.
Yeah, John Carlos and Tommy Smith.
Thank you.
Been waiting for that one the whole time as well. Protest from 68. Big answer. Will in Northeast Philly. Will, what answer do you got?
Nancy Kerrigan. Tanya Hart in 1994.
Well, yeah, okay, so they skate together.
They skate together.
But I'll tell you what, for the term storyline.
Oh, it's up there.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Because it was an Olympic storyline. Wow. I didn't see that coming, actually. I hadn't thought of that one. So let's talk about what wasn't said today that could have been said. Ben Johnson, 88, the whole steroids
Michael
thing.
Johnson, the golden shoes.
Michael Johnson does the 200-400. Ali and Joe Frazier both win the boxing title, 60 and 64.
The bombing in Atlanta.
Has anyone said Michael Phelps?
Michael Phelps was not said.
Yep.
He's got 20 golds, he wasn't said. Nadia Comaneci wasn't said.
Oksana Bayul, your girl.
Oh, I love her.
Nadia Comaneci was such a huge deal.
I know.
Perfect 10.
That's right.
Man.
I mean, Bruce Jenner wasn't said.
Wow.
The Dream Team wasn't said.
Oh, man, the Dream Team. That's a pretty big answer.
That's
pretty big. That was 92. Could have been right with that one.
Oh, man. All right. And by the way, Jenny Thompson winning a race and then turning to the camera, John's girlfriend at the time, saying, hi, John, was not said either.
Wait, what?
His girlfriend looked in the camera after winning an Olympic race and said, hi, John, on national TV to him.
John, how is that not your answer?
Good point.
Like, what? That's so cool.
This guy, you know, cool. I'm going to use past tense here. He used to be a stud. All right. So here's what we got of what was said by our callers. Usain Bolt, that whole thing, which was insane and amazing. Mary Lou Retton, 84. Ali lighting the torch in 96. You might not know the guy's name. It was Derek Redmond. He's the individual pulled up with the hammy. His dad came out from the stands to help him get through the rest of the race. Roland Garland, when he won the sumo
Roland, wrestling. Roland Gardner.
Yeah. Greg Louganis. Greg Louganis smashing his head, coming back and still winning the gold. Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding, obviously with that whole drama. And in 68, the protest with John Carlos and Tommy Smith. What are we doing here?
So my two favorites are...
And again, for everyone just tuning in, this is other than Jesse Owens and the 80 Olympic hockey team.
My two favorites are John Carlos and Tommy Smith or Muhammad Ali in 96.
They're both massive. John, what are you thinking?
I like the defeating the bear, Gardner.
I think it's a little small. Devin, what are you thinking?
I don't know that one. I like Muhammad Ali or
Mary Lou?
Derek and his dad with it.
Which is a great one, so but it's like a really powerful storyline, though,
it
right?
It is.
Yeah.
Is Mary Lou big enough?
I think that's the best moment, maybe. I don't know.
It might be.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I got to tell you, storyline, and it's not a positive one. Kerrigan and Harding is
huge. Huge.
I mean, guys, you can make the case. That was right when TV was exploding with sensationalism of, you know, that was all around the same time of, like, OJ and Kerrigan and Lorena Bobbitt and... Like, and all of a sudden, we're watching TV constantly for breaking news on these stories. The Menendez brothers. It all happened within a couple of years, and that was a big one.
It was big.
Oh, God. I kind of think it's Kerrigan and Harding. Listen,
I like
the problem is we have two different categories.
Here we go, Summer.
We have storyline and we have moment.
Yeah, like, I think John Carlos, Tommy Smith, and
how about
Ali
with
moments.
The torch?
Yeah, because that's both.
Yes.
Ali doing it was a big deal.
Yes.
And it was a
deal.
Moment.
I like that.
All right, let's go with that.
I like that.
Jay, congratulations. The winning answer, Muhammad Ali, the torch.